Now on Sports Day, the Kia Top 7. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed.
Now, there were plenty special moments in sport over the weekend. Badge, do you want to kick it off with number 7, please, mates?
The George Main Stakes, the big race of the weekend. Have a listen.
Riadini's trying to pinch it. Think It Over is trying to repeat his Chomford Stakes success. He's giving chase. Riadini two in front of Think It Over. Very Elegant. She's starting to motor now. Riadini being tackled by Very Elegant. And the Great Mare wins a ninth Group 1. Home best in the George Main. Very Elegant beat Riadini and Think It Over.
Yeah, you heard it. Her ninth Group 1. What a champion horse. Very Elegant.
Incredible.
Now, the AFL's prestigious award, the Brownlow Medal, was last night and flew under the radar a little bit. And the winner was Port Adelaide's midfielder, Ollie Wines. Now, we're trying to find his victory speech.
Oh, come on.
And we can't. No one can find it. Now, that's how powerful the AFL media, the AFL is.
Allegedly.
Do you think they've dragged it down? I think they've dragged it down because it was really refreshing. He said when everyone has to raise their glasses for a champagne, he says, no, stick the champagne up your Khyber Pass. Give me a beer.
Yes.
And he's being lauded
good
for
on
it.
You.
He's being lauded
and well,
for
and,
it.
And record score, wasn't it? 36 points. So
yeah.
Well done. Ollie Wines, number 5, Manly. We've been talking about it tonight. Just too good for the Roosters.
Walker goes flat to Jake. Look forward. Where's the support? Goes back to Walker. Radley in pursuit. Radley can't get him. He stops. Goes again, Walker. Trying to get away from it. What a tackle. Radley makes the tackle a metre short of the goal line. Tommy T charges at him and scores a try. Not fair. Not fair, anyone. The big fullback came flying at them and they just couldn't handle it. First try of the second half. Goes to Manly, goes to Tommy T, and the scoreline goes to 28-6.
He is a great caller, Jimmy Smith. That's our own
NRL
nation.
What a 15-year-old kid playing in the under-10s.
Oh, he's great. He's great. He's entertaining. Number 4, well, Woogie put this in because he's
always, I was in the pub when
it
happened.
He's a pessimist. And this is the moment the game was finished for the Eels.
So told to release. Stone. Oh, Paul has put it down. Penrith at the ball. What an unforced error by the Eels. What a time to turn it over.
I put it in because I was in the
very
pub.
Negative.
No, it wasn't. It was like the pub all at once. The massive groan and cries of no all at the one time. The pub was packed watching. It was a great game.
Number 3, this was huge. The Wallabies, for 2 weeks in a row, they've beaten the Springboks.
Bell, it's on to the lefty. Trupo gets a chance to wind up. No look away for Marika. Corrin Beck there. Trupo, are you kidding?
We're going to talk to that commentator tomorrow night, aren't we, Sean Maloney?
What about the pronunciation of
Corrin Beatty?
Bette.
So we'll ask him about that, Badge. That's interesting.
How was that pass?
Oh, sorry. That was amazing for a big
from
man.
From Tupo.
But we've been through that with the World Cup. We've spoken about this, haven't we, on the show, Badge, when we did the World Cup, you and I, that were asked, especially the Fiji names, like Api Koroisau, and pronounce them by their original
genetics. And we did. And you cop it a bit from people, too.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, absolutely.
You've been a bit of a tosser, just because she can speak French and that. So.
Yeah, this is my favourite moment of the weekend in rugby league. It was the Jason Saab try.
Young Sammy goes high and it'll float across and Tupou's got it. Flicks it back to Kieran. Kieran can't handle it. This is now Harper. Harper's looking
Saab
for his man.
Gone.
Saab's there. Saab's got to beat him. Got away from Marski. That's it. Shut the gate. He was looking at the bench and smiling. He was looking at his teammates on the sideline and smiling. That's called showboating in our house. Doesn't matter. They got 40 now, Manly. 40-6.
Yeah, it was cheeky. As he got away, looked over to his bench,
great.
Stuck his tongue out. It was great. Marty Tapau
was
trying to ride him home.
Yeah,
he was. Great work.
And number 1, a little tribute to one of the greats of the game, retiring after 15 seasons.
Played his final game in the National Rugby League, and they are paying tribute to him right now. Beautiful scenes in the car. What a great servant to the game. Achieved so much on the footy field. You saw him there with his teammate Boyd Cordner, the coach, Trent Robinson and the locals lapping it up as well. Well done, Josh. He and his brother Brett both heading off into retirement after season 2021.
Yeah, there you go, Josh Morris.
I should have mentioned.
Josh Morris.
Yeah.
Yes.
And his brother Brett as well, who's retired as well after that injury.
Going into the beer business, boys.
Who?
The Morris twins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cat, no, not Plowman, Cat. Something anyway.
Really?
Farmers something or other.
Morris
something.
Lager? Would that be?
Yeah.
Can I say, Josh and Brett Morris, when we talk about where they sit in relation to the history of the game, I think they are, without a doubt, mentioned as our greatest outside defensive backs in the history of the game. They've been amazing. Absolutely
they
amazing.
Have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard there
to
go.
Hard to argue with that.
And Josh Morris has announced today too will be joining the coaching staff of the Roosters for next year as well. So
very good.
There you go. All right, this is Sports Day. That was our Kia Top 7, by the way. Some great moments from the weekend. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, Joel and Fletch join us. What's
Woogie,
the matter? What?
Badge. Hi, gents. Gary. Barry Rushworth. But Terry Randall.
Yo,
wow.
Oh, yes.